from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That they'd entertain phone calls about trading Jameis Winston because DTR has made the team. That one kind of came out of left field for me. We'd mentioned it yesterday, Andy. You know, maybe you could move Jameis. We did mention it yesterday here on the show. But I didn't think that it was anything that was a real viable option. Maybe now it is. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin. Andy, and we went over some teams that We thought, could Jameis be an upgrade over their starting quarterback? And we came up with like three teams. One of them that might have an interest in him as a starting quarterback, we thought could be the New York Giants. And then Andy found a report that said
That the Giants were interested in him as a free agent prior to the season. So that's why it could be a good mix there. Question is, what kind of a draft pick are you going to get back? Or are you getting players? Or both?
Let me ask you this one. Does it matter? Because shouldn't you be keeping this guy? 216-474-0092. If you're the Browns, shouldn't you be keeping Jameis Winston? And wouldn't it be a mistake, Andy, to let him go?
I don't think it would be a mistake if someone's super silly to do it. I don't think if somebody offered you a first or second rounder, I don't think it's a mistake there. I think
your starting quarterback is coming back from shoulder surgery that kept him out the final 11 games and a playoff game last year. You went through 5 starting quarterbacks. Your starting quarterback hasn't played a snap in the preseason. And if you trade Jameis Winston, your backup is a guy who is in his second year, was a 5th-round pick, who has yet to show that he's ready for primetime in the NFL. Yes, it would be a mistake to trade Jameis Winston almost no matter what you got back. Somebody wants to offer you a first. Okay, yeah. But nobody's going to do that.
No.
Nobody's going to offer you a second.
No.
But if they offer you a third, well, why bother? You cut Siaki Ika. You cut Anthony Schwartz. Third-round picks don't stick here necessarily.
What if everyone said that Dorian Thompson-Robinson's made the team.
But they didn't say he's the backup.
That's right. What if Tyler Huntley's the backup and Dorian Thompson-Robinson's the third string?
Possible.
And then you've already, you know. Yeah, this is interesting. Our lads I just flipped this like 5 minutes ago. They made Dorian Thompson-Robinson the backup and Jameis Winston the third string quarterback. Do they know something we don't? I got to tell you, our lads is on it when it comes to depth charts. I think they do a phenomenal job. I wonder why.
I don't mind Tyler Huntley. I think he did a fine job in Baltimore. My buddy texted him and said, he said, didn't he make the Pro Bowl? Well, yes, he did. Do you know why? Because they play tiddlywinks at the Pro Bowl now.
They do?
He made the Pro Bowl in 2022 when he played in 6 games and threw 2 touchdowns with 3 interceptions.
Is there any way Tyler Huntley?
They needed a guy to play quarterback in the flag football game, so they brought in Tyler.
Is it easier to trade Jameis Winston if you think Tyler Huntley is your number 2 and Dorian Thompson Robinson is your number 3?
Yes,
I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I think that's true.
Yeah. He was really good in the last preseason game.
I think they're trying to create some hype like 2 hours before the you have to turn your roster in.
Maybe.
That's what I think. I think this is hype.
That might be the case.
If I think we are all having a very short memory on what it's like watching Tyler Huntley play football
as the starting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens.
My point here is that if they can create a little hype for Jameis Winston,
but
and maybe get someone, is there a fool out there that might trade a second or third rounder for him?
What's next one?
Do you need to create hype in a guy who is the former number one overall pick in the draft and who actually has a track record? I mean, he had some really good seasons.
Yes, we're taking phone calls on him.
Yeah, but you said create hype.
That's hype, by saying we're taking phone calls. Yes, that's hype.
Is that not hype?
Yes, 100%.
Hmm.
But what's the difference if you say it or not? You're on the phone all day with general managers. You should be on the phone all day with other general managers, right?
Well, that's your job.
It's just like draft day. And you're trying to figure out who's getting cut, if there's somebody you want to bring in. I don't know. Is there another backup quarterback? Somebody who's sitting at second or third string that could get cut that they're like, that's not too far away from James.
No, you don't trade your guy based on that thought.
Or you wait for them to get cut before you...
The question is this.
That's why everybody, I think, is going to wait till 4 o'clock now. I don't know why. But.
First of all, A, do you have the confidence in Deshaun Watson to stay healthy and stay on the field for more than 6 games?
I don't have confidence in any NFL quarterback to start all 17 games.
Okay. Do you have the confidence in our guy to start more than 6?
Yes. I think he's going to start more than 6 games this year. I do have confidence.
Well, I hope so, but we haven't seen it. Once because of suspension and once because of injury. So let's assume, let's give him 10 games. That means, let's say 10. Is that okay? Is that fair?
Yep, that's fair.
Okay. That means you're going to need somebody for 7. I'm just making this up. You think you can get to the playoffs with Tyler Huntley, with Jameis Winston, with DTR? I mean, you did last year with P.J. Walker and DTR.
No one thinks of
and
that.
Joe
they
Flacco.
All say Flacco is the reason he got there.
I know. And truly...
Jeff, if they trade Jameis Winston, the phones are going to be lighting up and people are going to be hitting us on social media saying, what are they doing? Did they not learn anything last year? And why did they let Joe Flacco go? That's the bigger question. If you're going to trade Jameis Winston, why did you let Joe Flacco go? That's what people are going to be saying.
Because they like Tyler Huntley more?
Than Joe Flacco?
I'm just saying.
No, they like Jameis Winston more than they like Joe Flacco.
I would think so.
And then if they wanted to move on from him.
But if you liked, but in theory, if you liked Flacco less than you like Jameis Winston and you move on from Jameis because you think Huntley's going to be better for you or DTR, then you like those guys better than Flacco as well. Let's not go Flacco. Joe doesn't play here anymore. And they made a choice.
No, but that's what people are going to be talking about.
Who are your more... Answer my first question.
Okay.
Which guy are you most comfortable with
if
you need somebody to start three to seven
Jameis
games?
Jameis Winston. Like, I don't even hesitate on that. It's Jameis Winston. And if you know you're going to need a quarterback to start 3 to 5 games, why would you deviate from the move you made in the offseason? Why wouldn't you just believe in what you thought? Unless he has shown you something that you don't like, you don't like it enough that you're going to trade him for something less than – a third rounder, I just don't see it. I just don't see them getting rid of a quarterback that can help you win. Again, I don't even need Jameis Winston to be a Pro Bowler. I need Jameis Winston. In some ways, I just need Deshaun Watson to be an average quarterback because I think our defense is that good.
Jake's in Solon. Jake.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey.
This was going to really come down to, in my opinion, it's going to come down to the playbook of the coaching making the calls for these quarterbacks. If we can't depend on Deshaun and we kind of average on Jameson, we got to see this playbook happen that's specific to these quarterbacks in these plays. What y'all think about that?
Well, if you take a look at the history of Ken Dorsey, Josh Allen, Cam Newton, big guys, physical guys, guys who could run. Is Jameis going to do that? No. Doesn't mean that Dorsey can't coordinate for him, although Jameis can move. Is Huntley going to do that? Well, Huntley runs a lot. If you want to go that angle, maybe that's part of it, Andy.
Are you looking for a mirror image of your current quarterback? Is that what we're saying?
Well, maybe.
It's easier on the offense. It's easier on the offensive line to know what to expect and not to expect.
Which guy's closer?
I think would it be Jameis? Yes.
I don't think Jameis runs as well as Deshaun or as well as Huntley.
Isn't that why you have Cooper, or as well Moore, as DTR. And Judy?
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't move on from him. I think you learned your lesson last year. When Deshaun went down, it was chaos. Was it not?
And yes.
DTR got hurt, but he also didn't play extremely well.
It's really a
PJ
miracle.
PJ Walker didn't play extremely well, but they won a game.
It's a miracle they brought Flacco in here and what he was able to do. Can we admit that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody would expect that, especially for a guy that we thought was already washed out.
That everybody in the league thought was washed out.
Yeah.
Not just our team.
True.
Larry's in Elyria, home of the Pioneers.
Hey, Lair.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, I just think you should keep Jameson just in case Deshaun do go down. And everybody keeps telling the defense is going to take you a lot of games. I don't know. They didn't show up in the playoffs.
So well, they didn't really in that game.
You're going to need good quarterback play. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That's all
I want to say.
You're with us. We think you should just hang on to Jameis. So even though they might be taking calls, I'll bet he ends up here.
Okay. I mean, that's the smartest thing. Thank you.
All right, Larry. Thank you. You know, you should talk about everybody on your roster, especially on a day like this.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they have pressing needs where they think Jameis could get you more than a draft choice. You know, maybe you get a player for player trade, something like that. Maybe. I don't know. But I wouldn't move the guy. And Andy, let me. Not that he's going to set the world on fire and be anybody's Pro Bowl quarterback. If they actually had a Pro Bowl. But I would trust him to go in and run the offense competently and allow the running game to do its thing, allow the offensive line, fingers crossed, healthy, to do its thing, and allow the defense to play its game.
It's about opportunity. It's about what quarterback's going to give you the opportunity to win. I'm just curious if folks would be cool if they traded Jameis Winston. Let's just put that out there. Who would you want them to trade, and would you be good – if the Browns do what they did last year and traded their backup quarterback right before the season started because they had such faith in Dorian Thompson-Robinson a year ago, is that faith still there today that Dorian Thompson-Robinson should be your backup quarterback for Deshaun Watson? And if that's the case, then you should have no problem wanting to pull the trigger on a Jameis Winston deal.
What do you think, folks? 216-474-0092 is the number to join us on this. I don't know that DTR is ready. I thought he'd look good in the preseason. I thought Huntley looked good in the last preseason game. Remember, DTR looked really good in the preseason last year. Was he ready?
Well, they threw him up against arguably the best team right there at the time. And they did it an hour before the game.
But they did it, and then he played more. He just didn't seem ready last year, just the one game. But he was great in the preseason. Yeah. Do they think they've developed him? I don't know. It's a decision, and the Browns will make it by 4 o'clock. It's Baskin and Phelps. If you're on the phones, hang on. right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal, the raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.